Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. This is your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by my phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Dr. Ayal Kedar and Mr. Billy Miller. Billy Miller is back. It is Monday, August 1st. As always, we are excited about another week of Mind Shift Talk Radio. It's another great week. It's going to be another phenomenal month, and we are just so thankful that you took the time to join us tonight. For those of you that are online checking out the show, make sure that you join in the conversation at mindshifttalkradio.com in the chat room. If you have any pressing questions tonight, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, you can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio, or you can send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. So tons of ways for you to be able to get in contact with us, share your thoughts, any questions, any concerns. We'd love to hear from you. But again, this is Mind Shift Talk Radio. For those of you that are new to the show, Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show about real people addressing real issues. We talk about real topics, and we talk about everything from different perspectives. So we encourage you when you come to the show to have an open mind, because there may be some things you may not necessarily agree with at the beginning of the hour, but we guarantee that by the end of the hour you will have a healthy mind shift, the quote-unquote mind shift. So thank you for taking the time to join us tonight. As I said, I'm joined by my phenomenal mind shift crew, so I'm going to introduce them to you. First, we have the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayal Kedar. Hey, Dr. Ayal.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes,
we hey, hear can you. Hey, can you hear me? All yes. Right. Technical difficulties there. Hey, I'm saying hey, and I'm like, they can't hear me.
Oh, we hear you. We hear you. So you're on. And like I said, we also have Billy. Now, Billy is the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller. He has been absent, and we have totally missed him in his absence. We are so excited to have him back. Billy, we have missed you. Welcome back. And I don't hear Billy. I think there's a delay in the line. Can you hear us, Billy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We hear you. You're there. Hey.
Hey.
We miss hearing that. Chris tried to do that last week. He was really good, though.
You know, big shout-outs to Chris. You know, I've been dealing with pneumonia and all kinds of other stuff going on. I've been under the weather. And, you know, I contacted Chris and asked Chris could he fill in for me last week. And he did, and he did a great, awesome job. I just want to give him a big, big shout-out for that because, man, if I could tell you everything that's been going on with me for this whole month, it will blow your mind. But I'm not saying that so you can feel sorry for me. I'm just saying this because I know somebody, just for somebody out there who's going through something, I just want to encourage you. You know, I just said to myself, I just got fed up. And I just said, whatever, devil. That's my new saying now. Whatever, devil. You know, I'm still here. Whatever, devil.
Right.
I'm still the righteousness of God. Whatever, devil. The book's still coming out. Whatever, devil. You can't stop me because you didn't start me.
That's what I'm
coming at. Now I'm hyped. It's been a minor setback, but it's going to be a major comeback. Let's go.
A major comeback. That's what I'm talking about. We missed you, bro. See? That's all you needed was a little time out. You just needed some rest. That's all you need. Amen to that. Well, we are happy to have you back. Thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, yes, like Billy just said, we had a phenomenal time last week. We had Mr. Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, join us as our special co-host as we celebrated Mind Shift Talk Radio's one-year birthday and anniversary. And it was so much fun. And it's funny that you said that just now, Billy, when you talked about I'm still here. You know, I listened to Chris speak at a graduation a couple of weeks ago for Sanford Brown College here in Atlanta. And that was something that he had all of the graduates and all of those in attendance scream out, was that they're still here. And his message was about overcoming circumstances, life circumstances. And as Billy just said, overcoming, whether it be a health issue, whatever the setback is, you know, being able to stand up proud and boldly declare that I'm still here. So I'm so fired up to hear my brother just say it. And then hear, you know, Chris say it just a few weeks ago. It's just, that was just confirmation for me. I can say that much. It was confirmation. So to God be the glory. I'm excited too. Okay. So, as we said, last week was our anniversary show. It was our birthday show. And we basically just went through, you know, favorite moments. We went down memory lane and talked about some of our favorite moments, you know, discussed some of our favorite speakers. And we played some clips for you to hear from some of those shows. So we definitely encouraged you last week to go online to check out the replays. If you have not done that yet, shame on you. But there's still time. You can still go online to check out the shows, check out the replays, go through the archives, and pick out your favorites. There's so many to choose from. We couldn't even narrow it down to 10, but we had to for the sake of an hour. But we definitely encourage you to go back and check that out. And I just have to say a special shout-out as well to my girl, Dr. Ayo Kedar, for holding it down last week. You were awesome, Ayo. You did a great job. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was Simon last week, Billy. You heard. She was Simon. I was Paula, and Chris was Randy.
Right.
Yeah.
He came. He filled in just in time.
He sure did, right? It was right on time. So, you know, and he just fit in. You know, we just had a good time with him. It's always great having him here. So, but we missed you, and we're glad to have you back. So, we have another topic this week for you guys, and this week we're kind of shifting it. It's a new month. We know that you guys like to hear, you know, hear us talk about various topics. And one thing we've been asked about is fitness. And so we have Dr. Ayo Kedar. She's our holistic doctor. You know, she's our guru when it comes to medicine and diet and exercise and fitness and all that stuff. And so we decided to bring a guest on tonight that could join us to help her in this conversation, but also a guest that's a very passionate guest about fitness. She's passionate about fitness, and, you know, for those of you that are not aware, tonight's guest is Ms. Kirsten Lane Johnson. And Kirsten Lane Johnson is also the founder of Fast Lane Fitness. She's the owner and founder of Fast Lane Fitness, very passionate about health and really looking at health on all three levels, spiritual, emotional, and physical, obviously. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce you to tonight's guest, Ms. Kirsten Lane Johnson. Hey, Kirsten, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How about yourself?
We are great, and we are very excited to have you here because it is August, and I have fell off my diet and fitness goals. So we are very excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, before we get started, for our guests that may not be familiar with you, may not have seen you online or seen any of your videos or checked you out yet, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are? Who is Kirsten Lane Johnson?
Yes, well, I'm a newlywed. I'm the oldest of three girls. I've been in fitness now for over 10 years. I have a few celebrity clients, Vicki Winans and gospel recording artist Demita Haddon. I enjoy working out. That's like my passion. And that's it.
Okay. So how did you get started in fitness?
Well, actually, from my dad. My dad was a gym teacher growing up, and he always had us exercising, like during the summertime, all seasons, you know, making sure we ate right and things like that, and I just decided to take it up. I was always, you know, conscious about what I ate growing up, and I decided to go into personal training. So I've been doing that for a while, yep.
Over 10 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Over 10 years.
And now, now you're a celebrity fitness trainer. Look at you.
Yes. God is good.
Yes, he is. Definitely. So what's your specialty, Kirsten?
I specialize in kickboxing. You know, just telling people, customizing workout programs for people, mainly Pilates, aerobics, like step aerobics, and other things like that. I'm trying to get certified in Zumba and other things. You know, I constantly keep on getting certified in all other exercises too.
Okay. So we read that you are the owner of Fast Lane Fitness.
Yes.
Tell us about Fast Lane Fitness and how did you get started with that?
Yes. Well, one of my friends used to call me Fastlane back in the day, and that name kind of stuck. And I used to work for a Christian gym based out of Detroit, and they were going to close down their gym. And so I know it wasn't any other gyms that I like, you know, with the Christian music and Christian environment that I could go to. So I had offered to take it over, and I did so, and that's how Fastlane Fitness got started, and that's been about 3 years ago now. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to you on your new business.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you said that you believe in that training involves working out on three levels. You said on the spiritual, emotional, and physical level. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Well, I believe that, you know, first you need to have the mindset to start working out. You know, a lot of people will be like, okay, I want to go and, you know, work out, but their mind isn't there. And so they may cheat the next day, or their diet may not be there, or they may give up if they make, you know, don't meet their goals all the way. And so you just have to make sure you have the right mindset and be dedicated to working out. Spiritually, we can't do anything unless we have God as a part of our life and we put him first, you know, to make sure that we have the right mindset and to keep us going on. And emotional, just make sure you're always happy while you're doing it. Always make sure people are happy and in a good mood, you know. And this is a ministry for me also. Some people come in with problems that they may have. So my job is to make sure, you know, while we're working out, they get to get it all out while they're working out and just minister to them and let them know that everything will be okay, as well as, you know, making sure their body is okay, but spiritually they're, you know, all right too as well.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Kirsten, I'm not sure if you're familiar with our format here on Mindshift, but we like to have a good time. So we're not very structured.
Okay.
We basically just engage in conversation, healthy conversation, so there's no stress there. We just want to take the time tonight to really address some issues and some questions that many people have in terms of health and fitness and diet also. And so, you know, we had some people email some questions in, and we have some questions as well. So we're going to ask you those questions tonight. But Dr. Ayal Kedar is our natural Zen diva, and so she's also going to help us from a holistic perspective as well, especially in terms of medicine and so forth. So I think this will be a great conversation.
Yes.
All right. And Ayal, were you going to say something? I'm sorry. I don't know if I cut you off.
No, you didn't. You're rolling. You're rolling.
Oh, I had a question. She was actually getting started, and I was like, I'm just going to wait, because I have been in the pharmacy. And you guys would not believe how many people come up. Prime example, I had a lady today. She's the older lady. And she was like, I heard of a pill, and I want to know if you guys have it. And I was like, well, it ended up being something that she can't get over the counter. And then I started asking her, you know, what medications does she take? Because all my diabetics and high blood pressure people out there and, but anyway, she was on a blood thinner, and I was like, ma'am, I said, you can't take anything. Y'all should have seen her face, because she looked so sad when I told her. I said, I know you don't want to hear this, ma'am, but you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. What's that, y'all? What's the old-fashioned way of losing weight?
Working out.
Diet. Yes.
Diet
and exercise.
Right.
She looked so hurt. She looked like I really hurt her feelings. I was like, ma'am, it's not a magic pill. And she didn't want to hear that. So I'm just excited, Kirsten. I know you're going to give our listeners some tips that they can, you know, they can use, simple ways that they can get started so
yes.
It doesn't sound, you know, it's not so intimidating to them. So I'm going
right.
to let you take it away. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Dr. Ayal Kedar, Stacey Emery, and Mr. Billy Miller. And tonight we're joined by our special guest, celebrity fitness trainer, owner, and entrepreneur, Ms. Kirsten Lane Johnson. So let's go into our questions. And, you know, before we even do that, well, I guess it could be a question as well. But, Ayal, you talked about the magic pill right now, and I just started laughing because, you know, we're both familiar with different products that are on the market. That do help. So I think this will be a great question to start with. For both of you, I'll ask your opinions. What do you think about, you know, everyone wanting to just kind of scratch the whole diet and exercise part and just look for garments and looking to take magic pills, like you said, and so forth? You know, what are your thoughts on the garments and so forth that we're starting to see hit the market? Do you think they work? Do you think they're effective? What's up?
I personally agree with the doctor. I just believe in doing it the old-fashioned way. A lot of my clients come up to me asking me what's the best fat burner peel. I personally don't like them at all. You know, many of my clients would get on them, and then they would work for a minute, and as soon as they got off or they ran out, all of a sudden they would gain about 5 or 10 pounds, you know, more than what they, you know, were when they started. And then with the garments, you know, I know, you know, you look fine at first, and then the next day somebody sees you, it's like, whoa, I thought you lost this. Then you look like a totally different person. So I just agree with just taking it slow, you know, taking baby steps, you know, with your diet and nutrition and exercise. You know, I know you're supposed to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. If it's too much for you, at least doing 10, 15, 20, just build yourself up and just do it the old-fashioned way and have a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle. And I think you would do all right. Actually, I know you will.
Yeah, yes, yes. If I could clap right now, I'd be over here clapping because, Kirsten, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's just that stuff, you know, like you said, you look good for a little while, and I know people love the fad diet, but the worst thing you can do is really, you know, start. It's about lifestyle changes. So,
yes.
You know, the worst thing you can do is like, and that's why people don't, diets don't last. And that's why people gain the weight back, because they didn't correct
right.
from making a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just have to, it's not an easy way. Like as much, you know, you didn't like gain all your weight in one day. You know,
that's
it took time. It creeped
yes.
up on you. You went from an 8 to a 10 to a 12 to a 20. And,
yes.
I think people just have to, you know, not be so hard on yourself and just take
right.
the bull by the horns and start somewhere. So, Kristen, let me ask you, what for someone who is just getting started, you know, especially some of the older folks, what exercises do you recommend for them if they're just, you know, just starting back working out?
Yes, I have a few older clients that I work with that are just starting out. I recommend them walking, you know, when they don't see me or, you know, when they do. Some chair exercises, you know, like if it's too much for them to do crunches lying on their back or any other ab exercises or leg exercises, doing chair exercises. And there are a few, you know, chair DVDs out there or just simple ones like, you know, crunches, sitting in a chair, you know, moving your legs, like if you have your legs straight, doing leg raises in a chair, just something simple, you know, lifting up cans if, you know, weights are too heavy or dumbbells, and then moving your way into, you know, getting the wrist weights and then, you know, increasing to the dumbbells. But just basically moving your body and just getting that started, getting your body used to moving again like it used to.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. So I know we've got some more, and you've dived into the fat burners. and I know there's so many out there, and I think I remember, like, some star was highlighting it, and I think even, like, Jillian Michaels, I don't know if you guys know from The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had, like, she was endorsing something, like her picture was on some fat burner type thing. And they were actually, you know, people just in a big uproar because they're like, you're a fitness person. How are you talking about fat burners? Those aren't supposed to be healthy and la, la, la. But so are there any instances, Kristen, that you would recommend someone to get on a fat burner?
I'm so, like, leery about it, you know, with certain people's like how, you know, with blood thinners, or like how she was saying, you know, if your blood is too thin and if you have diabetes or something, I would say if you have to and you want to, I would go to a doctor first to see if it's safe to take. And if so, then, you know, I would go ahead and do it. But I strongly don't recommend it. But if you want to, you know, it's like you said, you get discouraged and it's too much, you know, weight you have on you and you feel like you have to do that and maybe that may give you the push to do it, then I guess go ahead. But I would definitely consult a doctor first.
Go at your own risk, huh?
Yeah, right. Now,
yes.
I saw a question come through, and this question was, can you recommend any exercises to get rid of my cellulite?
Cellulite. Well, cellulite is a pocket of toxins. You know, they're just, and they're, you know, it's good to drink water to flush those out. But I would say jogging is good. It's really kind of hard to get rid of cellulite, but it's probably to minimize it, squats, lunges, a lot of leg exercises to do. So it could kind of shape up back there, deadlifts, you know, to work on those hamstrings behind the legs where usually a lot of cellulite occurs. And I know they're on your thighs a lot or wherever you have them, if you have them on your abs, crunches, things like that. But just mainly eat healthy, do the best squats and lunges, and drink water that you can to flush everything out. But mainly squats and leg exercises I would recommend to get rid of that. For
so
sure.
Would a side doing all those squats and lunges, would you get a bigger butt too?
Yes. That's like the best. I mean,
you're looking for health
space?
Gosh, Billy coming on that one.
Go back to bed. Get some rest. Okay,
on that. Now I gotta piggyback on that one because I was actually the other day, me and my husband, we were sitting here talking about Buffy the Body. You guys familiar with Buffy the Body?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this got us a big old conversation about Buffy the Body because I was kind of guessing her measurements and I was guessing way less. So we ended up Googling her, what have you. And so she said that how she got her shape, because she's like 170-something pounds, and she's 5'7", and her hips are like 45 inches, and her waist is like 32 inches or something like that.
Wow.
But she said she used to be super skinny, and she actually gained weight. She wanted to gain weight. And so she actually says that she kind of redistributed her fat because she was getting fat all over. But she found target exercise that could key into certain areas, which was Buffy the Body, to butt. But so she did squats or what have you. But, Tracy, this is my question because I thought that, I don't know, I thought back in the day they said you really couldn't target and move your fat around, but she's pretty much saying that that's a fallacy. What do you think about that? Can you move fat where you want to?
Now, that, yes, I was just going to say that's a different one. I haven't heard that. I don't want to say what she did, but that's different. I would just say maybe if she did do target exercises, maybe she did a lot of crunches, how you said her waistline is, and then her hips. But I don't really think you could target, take fat, ourselves and do it, how she said. But definitely there are target exercises that you can work on. And maybe, if you want the buns, the thighs, your abs, I would recommend working out, overall body, your arms and everything too, so nothing won't look flabbier than the other. Your abs are tight and your thighs are tight and your buns, but your arms are flabby. So make sure you do, work the overall body. And then if you want the buns, do the squats. Lunges are good. And, when you do squats, you want to make sure your knees don't go over your toe because you don't want to injure your knees. You want to pretend like you're sitting in the chair and then come right back up. Squeeze your buns when you come up and then keep on going. But, yeah, just a little precaution.
Do you think that really is natural, Io? Do you think, I know people get surgery.
No, it's not natural. No, she said it wasn't natural. What did you say, Billy?
Huh? What happened?
Huh?
It ain't no help for you, Stacey. Look, you can't talk. You can't just work on your butt and get a big butt. It just ain't going to happen. You can't just lose weight in your finger. It just can't happen like that. You can't work on your stomach, work on your figure. But, if you God ain't give it to you, there's just no help for you. They got butt pads. They have different things like that. But
I know there's candy reshapers and all that stuff that's supposed to redistribute the fat in the butt, so I don't know if that's true or not. Now, I don't know. But I know, in Atlanta, for example, you hear a lot about butt shots. What do you guys, have you guys heard anything about butt shots?
Yes. I've known people who've got them, but I don't recommend them, but I've actually was very surprised. Like, I just
okay,
thought,
please. Wait, educate me, please. What is a butt shot?
I don't know what the chemicals that they use in there, but it's supposed to make your butt larger. Like, they put stuff in it.
I was told it was like that silicone, like, you know, when people get breast implants. I don't know, but I did talk to a couple of people, not that I was doing research or anything like that, so Billy Hush. But I have heard, you know, that basically what they do is they inject their butt. And a lot of the, like, strippers and stuff I hear do it. But they say that they inject, like, this silicone stuff in your butt, and so you have to lay on this table for some hours, and they basically mold it. So they shape it and mold it to the size and the way you want it to look. And then you have to stay on your stomach for some hours for it to kind of set in place before you can get moving and everything. So
wow.
I would think that's not really safe. I mean, personally, I'm just like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Wow. I think anybody considering that needs to holler at Kirsten because that sounds redonkulous. Okay, how about that?
But redonkulous. Who said redonkulous?
Yes.
That was good.
Yes.
But then you look at it, you know, from their perspective, it's a business investment, especially if you're a dancer. You know, if you're a dancer, and I shouldn't have said stripper because I know some people get offended by that term, but even as an exotic dancer, please forgive me. But, you know, it can be considered a business investment because it's helping them to be more marketable, you know. I mean, let's keep it real. You know, people go out for this entertainment. They're not looking to see someone with just nothing, you know, pancake or whatever. So they want something. So, I mean, I guess, you know, for you to make yourself more marketable, you would have to do some things. It's unfortunate that, you know, many people are resorting to very unhealthy behaviors, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, you know, we've been seeing the breast implants for several years and even people having complications from it, but it hasn't stopped. It's still happening. I don't know what the statistics are on plastic surgery right now, but they're definitely not going out of business. So
that's for sure. I wonder if it's a tax write-off for them, you know, count that as a business.
It might be. So, but, well, this is my last time I'm going to talk about this, but since we're on this topic about shapes and stuff, and I know Billy's over there Googling Buffy the Body right now, but there was, did you guys see, like, all the stuff going on, like the emails and the YouTube videos about Serena Williams at the awards recently with that outfit that she had on at the ESPYs? You guys haven't seen it?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything, but I was watching it, and I was like, wow. Okay, so Chris, how can I didn't even know. Can you pump up, you know, is there exercises for your, you know, your top area to make them bigger? Because that.
The top. It was not.
The only thing I could say to make them more firm is push-ups, you know, like some chest exercises to make them bigger. No. You know, because a lot of they tell me, will I lose these? You know, and, you know, certain ladies that I personally train, when they are working out, they may see that they may actually lose them, but it's not like a bad thing. They just get more firm and, you know, shaped and more perky a little bit, which is a good thing, but they're not, like, bigger in size. That I personally, for me, I should say, have not seen with my clients, so no. But I would say more lift, firm, and perky, yes, but bigger and
size. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But I have to Google that myself. I haven't seen that one, but okay. I was watching the awards, but I must have missed that part. Okay.
Man.
You said what?
I want to disclose the person that, you know, told me about
this. Am I breaking up?
I don't know. Is it me breaking up? I hear me. Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anywho, there's even some, like, YouTube videos. They have side shots, you know, back shots, front, all different angles. And it was just, like, really ridiculous. I mean, I can't be mad at her. I mean, I guess if I had a body like that, I probably would show it off a little bit too. But, I mean, this is kind of off the topic, but at what point is it too much, you know, for you to show it off like that? At what point do you say, you know what, I can't really flaunt it like that? Is there ever a point where you know, I don't know if you get older, you get in relationships or whatever, that you say, you know what, I can't really put all my business out there like that. Or I can even ask you, Billy, you know, from a male perspective, is it ever too much? You know, are they putting out too much? Or if you were dating Serena Williams, would you be comfortable with her wearing that outfit to the Essence?
Well, I just say this like I always tell my daughter. There's a difference between dressing attractively than dressing to attract.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should look fly. I think you can be sexy without showing all your tail. You know what I'm saying? So I think there is a line. I think you can dress attractively, but don't dress to attract. Because you'll draw the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Pretty good. I know I went off topic there, but that was just when we were talking about all the butt stuff. I remember that, so I just had to bring that up. But anyway. Yes. So back to our questions. Now, I do have a question because I know earlier you guys were saying that, you know, you're not really endorsing all the fat burners and stuff like that. But I know that I hear across the board that protein is something that you should add to your diet, especially when you're looking to improve in muscle tone and so forth. So what exactly is the deal with protein? Like, what are the sources of protein? How much protein should you take? And really, what results are you going to get if you up the protein?
Yes, protein is very good in your diet. I always tell my clients, like, fish, vegetables, especially like salmon, chicken, things like that. Sometimes there's eggs, you know, all those are good sources of protein. To me, it depends on how much you weigh, your size, for your intake. So that's probably kind of a hard, you can Google that too, you know, just to see or read magazines, you know, because I know everybody's body shape is different. But I make sure I do tell people to make sure you do get, try to have protein with each meal or snack that you have. And that's really good. It helps you, you know, when after you're done with the workout, you won't be as sore and you will see those results in your arms, you know, tone and definition a lot more than versus a diet without it. And it just helps fight off, you know, diseases and all those types of things. But I would definitely recommend protein in your diet.
Okay.
And protein shakes are good too. Yeah, snack bar, anything like that if you don't have time to really get some.
Well, I know Dr. Isle asked me last week about some good brands, you know, some good protein brands where you don't really taste that nasty aftertaste and, you know, some of them are really gritty. Do you have any brands or any that you would recommend?
I like, for protein shakes, Myoplex chocolate. That's pretty good. I think it's Carb Control. That's a good one. Muscle Milk is good. I would stick with the chocolate and vanilla flavors. I've heard some people get the other flavors, and they were like, don't do it. So I would just stick with chocolate, and it kind of reminds me of having like a chocolate shake. And make sure if you do get the Muscle Milk, it's the Muscle Milk Light. Because you don't want to have,
light,
you know, all the sugars. Yes. You don't want to have the sugar. Some have more sugar than others, but the less sugar is better. So, you know, for the Muscle Milk protein bars are okay. Power bars are good. I believe that's the name of the brand. And I believe it says like 14 grams of protein, 5 grams of sugar. So I try to get, personally for me, and I tell my other clients, try to get some without that much sugar in there, but with a lot of protein. And those are usually the chocolate flavors are good.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Dr. Isle. So now we know what to get, right?
Yeah, you know, I wrote it down because I saw the Myoplex, and I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, the chocolate is good.
Now, Kirsten, let me ask you this. With the shakes, how do you recommend, you know, if someone came to you, how would they get started? Are you going to put them on a shake, you know, once a day, twice a day? And I know everyone's different, and you tailor it to the person, but just kind of like a general idea of what's a great way to boost your metabolism and get started losing weight.
Yes, definitely eating every 2 to 3 hours. Some people try not to eat at all. I hear a lot of people, you know, they want to starve themselves. They think like the less they eat, the better, which is not true because your body actually starves itself, so it has nothing to burn. But the more you eat, like, you know, I always tell people to work their way. They weigh heavy in the morning and then light in the evening. So your breakfast should be your biggest meal of the day. I would recommend having oatmeal, not the ones that, like, the instant pack, like with the sweet stuff, the peaches and cream, maple and brown sugar, the regular old-fashioned oatmeal, steel-cut oatmeal with the honey in there, or you could have blueberries, cranberries, anything like that. Egg whites are good. 2 slices of turkey bacon. And then for a snack, I would have like a piece of fruit, yogurt, and then maybe for lunch, have a protein shake. And sometimes I hear a lot of people that say, you know, they're still not full. I would have a piece of fruit with that too as well. But always work your way light. You don't want to have a heavy, you know, meal at dinner time, because your body will take a lot longer to work that off, especially if you eat and go to bed, which, you know, some people do. You don't want to do that. You want to walk around for a little bit. I usually take walks after I eat. You know, it's a habit sometimes if I can. In Michigan, not in the wintertime because it's snow outside, but in the summertime as much as I can, I try to do that. But the protein shakes, you can have those at least once or twice a day, because they are meal replacements. So if you're out and about on the go and you don't want to stop at a fast food restaurant, I would recommend those.
I got a question, Kirsten. You're a fitness trainer.
Yes, sir.
In your experience, what is the biggest misconception about fitness?
I would say the main stuff is seeing a results in like a week or two. And that's one thing. I would say like how we were talking about earlier and trying to get the weight off, but it, you know, it took a while to get on, so it's going to take a while to get off. So don't be too hard on yourself. A lot of people get so discouraged, and I know that's the number one that I see all the time. And I have to stay on ladies, you know, not to get on the scale. A lot of people do that. They weigh themselves every day. That's one thing I would say, get the scale out of your house. If you need to, I know, or maybe if you have to weigh yourself, do it once a month. But try not to get on the scale every day. And definitely not starving yourself. That's a big misconception, too. You think if you don't eat at all or eat less, that that's doing something. But actually, it's slowing down your metabolism. So that's one thing for sure. But those are, like, the top ones, that I would say.
So are there like, I don't know what the word for them is, but are there, like, a lot of fitness junkies? I'm assuming so, like, and what I mean by that is, like, you know, every time you turn on a TV, you know, there's a commercial saying, you know, try this and you can lose, you know, try this program and you can lose weight in a week or two, like the biggest misconception you're saying. So a lot of people I know get caught up with just what's the next thing, what's the next program, what's the next newest aerobics thing out there. So are there a lot of, do you witness a lot of people just becoming groupies or junkies to these things?
Yes, I would say so for sure. And some people, you know, they do them for a minute and then they stop. But I would just have to say use wisdom, I guess, while watching. And I see what you're talking about, if I'm saying or answering your question correctly. Certain advertisements, I would just make sure, you know, like, is this for sure? And I always read reviews on certain things to see if this is for, you know, if this is right. But I would just mainly try to do it myself. But there are some good DVDs out there and things like that. But and then also when you said misconception, working out too much, there's a thing as that too. You know, your knees and your joints could be overworked and, you know, you start to have pain in them. So I would say exercise between maybe a half an hour if you can. You know, if you want to take 2 classes, workout classes back-to-back, or a morning class and an evening class, do that. But try not to work your body too much. And sometimes your body will let you know. Like if your body is tired and you don't work out that day, you know, it's okay, but try not to work out your body every day. You want to at least have 1 rest day out the week. Because a lot of people I've run into. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just letting our guests know that you're listening, or our listeners know that you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Aoki Dar, and Mr. Billy Miller. Tonight we're joined by our special guest, celebrity fitness trainer and entrepreneur, Ms. Kirsten Lane Johnson. Now, Kirsten, I have a question as well when you're talking about that. As far as the weight loss part of it, what would be a healthy weight loss goal, you know, weekly? Because I know some people are looking for the big loss weekly, and like you said, I think that's what leads into the unhealthy behaviors. So what would be,
yeah,
like a realistic goal for a weekly basis?
I would say anywhere between 2 to 5 pounds. That's very healthy.
Yep.
Okay. Most people I see, they normally lose between 2 to 3 pounds per week, but that's healthy. Now, if you get to like 10, 15, that's not, and I would recommend to stop immediately. That's just a little bit too much. Yeah, but 2 to 5 pounds is very normal.
But, and men tend to burn more than women do, right?
Yes, they do. They have more, you know, testosterone, of course, a lot, or, you know, but, you know, they have, they're just built different. They have less body fat tissue than we do. So, yes, they do. So for a guy, they could decide to work out, you know, tomorrow, let's say, for instance, by the next week, they would have lost, you know, probably 10 pounds. It depends on how hard they're working out, you know, their definition and everything will come in a lot more than ladies. But, yes, so, and try not to compare yourself. I see a lot of ladies, you know, if I lift heavier weights, will I be a man or, you know, be built like a man? No, you won't. It's some ladies that take things for that to, you know, like the steroids and stuff, which I definitely do not recommend. But, you know, I hear ladies that say if I lift 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you will have muscle tone, but you won't be, you know, manly built. You'll just be cut up.
Okay. Well, cool. And then I know earlier you mentioned at the beginning when you were talking about your specialties, you talked about Pilates and yoga. Now, this is a question I have. Because honestly, I don't know how long it should take to get the results. I've done yoga in the past, and it really worked after I had my son. But outside of that, I've used it more so just for relaxation, or that's pretty much it. You know, I've heard that it's great for toning. I know a lot of athletes do it as well. But really, what are the benefits of Pilates and yoga, and how often should you do that, and how long does it take to get those results as well? Because I'm a little impatient with it.
Yes, and it depends, like, on your body type and what results you want to see, like if you want to flatter abs, toned arms. But with both, it's good to do, it's good for your flexibility, definitely in your hips, you know, especially if you have jobs, we drive every day, so we're sitting down, our hip flexors need to be stretched out, which are very good. Pilates and yoga are good for your spine. And just very good for you, like you said, meditation, just to slow down. I personally like Pilates better. I like the equipment that you get to use with it, or they have somewhere you just do mat work. But both are good to build, you know, your strength with your own body, not really using machines like dumbbells or things like that, but just working, you know, doing push-ups, things like that, which is very good. So the more that you can do with your own body, you know, you build strength that way, that's very, very good. But results, I would say, it depends on how often you go and you do it. Like if you do yoga or Pilates 2 to 3 times out the week, you're going to see results faster than versus doing it one day out the week for maybe a half an hour. So it depends on how long you're doing it and how many days.
So it's possible to get those great results as far as leaning, getting lean and toned and losing weight just doing Pilates and yoga. Can you, like, actually scratch the whole going to the gym, weightlifting? Can you get those same results just sticking to Pilates and yoga?
Yes, you can. I've seen people who, you know, do that. They do, like, cardio on the side, you know, jogging or walking, things like that. But, yes.
I got a question. I've heard this several times, and I just don't know if it's true or whatever. But doing sit-ups, well, I guess I got two questions. What's the best thing for abs? And also, are sit-ups bad for your back?
The best thing for your abs, I would recommend walking, jogging. I would say crunches on the ball. When you said that, you know, doing them on the floor, if they're bad for your, you didn't say on the floor, but I should say, doing sit-ups, period, are they bad for your back? Usually if you have a weak ab muscles, your back will tend to be weak too as well. So sometimes it kind of hurts and put a strain on it. So I would modify doing my crunches, not coming up all the way, maybe just midway, and actually getting a stability ball or a BOSU ball. That way you have cushion under you to help you too. And that doing it that way too would be more effective. And also you could do standing crunches, you know, doing crunches with weights. You know, if you have your, I'm trying to explain this exercise, if you had a dumbbell, maybe 10 pounds, 20 pounds in your right hand, you're standing up, of course, and you put your left hand and you reach over, those are called side bends. That helps, you know, work your oblique muscles, which are the sides of your waist. So you're not really on the floor. So if there's anybody out there with back pain and things like that, I would recommend doing standing crunches, like we said before, yoga or Pilates, and that will help too as well.
How do you do standing crunches?
Yeah, you would put both hands behind your head. Mm-hmm. You would bring one knee up and just crunch over and then, you know, come back to that starting position and then alternate legs. And that way you're still working your lower abdominals, which is an area that a lot of people don't work. And you're working your upper abdominals, especially for ladies and men. A lot of people don't work their lower abdominals or their triceps, which are behind, you know, your underarm area, right back there. The biceps, which we, you know, tend to work out a lot more because we lift things. But the triceps, that muscle is hardly worked at all. So, where the bat, people said their little wings are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alrighty, so I see that we're approaching. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Isle, before we wrap it up. Go ahead, Dr. Isle.
Yeah, I had a question for her about, you know, when would you recommend that someone get a personal trainer like yourself? When would it be like, you know, when do you recommend someone to seek professional assistance with their on their weight loss journey?
I would say when they reach the plateau. I get that a lot. Say if you're losing weight and you're like, okay, these last 5 to however many pounds you're trying to go are not budging, and you probably need to change your exercise routine. I recommend getting a personal trainer for that, or just in general in the gym, learning your way around equipment, you know, making sure you have the right form. A lot of people, you know, you see at the gym, I just want to stop them, and sometimes I do, and just like you're doing that wrong because you don't want to injure yourself. So even if you hired a personal trainer just for one session or two sessions, just to make sure you're doing everything right, I would recommend a personal trainer for that.
All righty. Well, before we wrap it up, I know that you have done a DVD, Kirsten. I know that you have a DVD, Laugh While You Lose. So tell us about that DVD.
That's the workout DVD I did with Vicki Winans. We decided to do that DVD. We were having so much fun working out, laughing hysterically, doing all the exercises because she is hilarious. And so she was like, we need to document this and we need to make a video because we need to show people that you can have fun while working out. It skits on the DVD. It's not your normal workout DVD, and I'm not just saying that because it's us. I've just never seen DVDs with skits, music videos to break up, you know, the boredom or anything like that. So it's funny. I like it. The beginning scene is hilarious. She's eating chips. You know, I come in on her eating chips, so it's nice. It's a hustle, fitness hustle on the DVD too as well. So you can lose weight, you know, while you're dancing. That's another good exercise to do too as well. And it's an instructional DVD. DVD on there to teach you how to do the hustle. And then also it's a music CD, too, that comes with it. So it's a double disc. So you could take the CD with you anywhere if you want to do the hustle, too, as well.
So how did you hook up with Vicki? How did you get started with her?
A friend of mine referred her to me, and we've been working out ever since. She was just talking about, I guess they were at dinner. She was saying she needed to get serious, you know, about her health. She wanted to tone up, and a friend of mine recommended me to her, and we've been working out ever since. And she's been getting results, so that's a good thing.
Definitely. It's definitely a good thing. So, Billy, Isle, do you have any other questions for Kirsten before we have to let her go for the evening?
Yeah, I got a quick question. Anytime we talk about health, I always want to talk about the importance of water. Can you just speak on that?
Oh, yes. That's a good one. Water is so important. You know, you're supposed to get at least 8 to 10 glasses. I would recommend a liter, but if you're, you know, not really used to drinking water that much, at least 8 glasses of water a day. A lot of people are dehydrated and they don't even know it, especially with headaches that you get. It's hard for you to concentrate. You get the dry mouth, like the cotton mouth, I should say. things like that. Water is very important to remove all the toxins, flush all the water out. And then that's another thing, too. While a lot of people may not see results and they want to lose weight, a lot of them don't drink water. So water helps with that, too, as well. And you want to make sure you get the liquids in your body, not tea, not pop, anything like that, but strictly water. And water is important. If you know, if you want to know if you're getting enough water, you know, your urine should be a pale to clear color. If it's very, very dark, you need to drink at least 16 ounces, which is a pint of water immediately. But definitely drink water, especially during the summer months where it's very hot outside. You want to make sure you cool your body off, too, with that. The water is very important for your health, your muscles, your blood cells, just to keep everything flowing in your body, your joints, too, as well.
And not flavored water, right?
That's right. I personally don't like some people put the Crystal Light sweeteners in there, and I'm not saying that. I wouldn't recommend it. I would just do it fresh. If you need to add a lemon in there, which is good, I would do that. But definitely the regular water. Zero calories, and you're good to go.
I like it. Well, thanks, Kirsten. I don't have any more questions for you. I wish I was closer to you because I'd be coming to see you. But so anybody in her area, hit her up. Where are you at again? In Michigan?
Detroit, Michigan.
Ooh.
And I'm on.
You gotta come down south.
Facebook.
Oh, you down there with Eddie Connor?
Yeah.
So you need to come down south.
Tell us what's going on next. What's in the pipeline for you?
Right now, I'm actually working downtown Detroit off the Riverwalk. Every Thursday is free. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So we work off the water, which is very, very nice. I'm doing a six-week challenge, so I will have one person that I will be following and documenting their every move for 6 weeks. And we will be videotaping that, too, as well. And just getting more certifications always, you know, educating myself in fitness. And that's about it. And, you know, I always do speaking engagements and things like that, too, as well.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight, Kirsten. It was great having you here, and you dealt with us, craziness and all. So we thank you for being
thank you guys for having
tonight.
Me. You guys are cool and hilarious.
Definitely. And you said we can find you on Facebook, right? Make sure you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, Fastlane Fitness on Facebook, and then on Twitter, at Fastlane Fitness. And then you can email me, too, as well, at FastlaneFitness1, like the number one, at yahoo.com.
All righty. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Kirsten Lane Johnson with Fastlane Fitness. And as you heard just now, you can get a free workout with her, a free weekly workout. So if you're in the Detroit area, make sure that you hit Kirsten up online on Facebook. And if you have any other questions, feel free to get that information on our page as well, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Or if you'd like to ask another question, feel free to send us an email at MindShiftTalkRadio@gmail.com. Now, we're going to have another amazing show.
Stacey?
Yes.
Stacey Emery? Oh, I think she got cut. Well, anyway, I guess we're going to close out because I don't know who she is. Are you here, Dr. Ayo?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I know she'll be tuning back in. But what she was about to say is next week's going to be another hot show. We're going to have some surprise guests on there. I don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be a melting pot as we love to have. It's going to be ladies, and it's going to be fabulous. So, but, hey, I'm going to interject because I did want to share a tip with you guys before we leave because we got, like, just a few minutes and give time for Stacey to come back in here. But I wanted to share with you guys about fiber. And, you know, as Kirsten mentioned, the importance of water, fiber is equally as important. And an easy way for us to get fiber is apples. So an apple a day really will keep the doctor away. And that actually comes from the term that I think it's back in England where they said an apple before bed will make the doctor beg his bread, meaning the doctor's going to have to work extra harder because they not going to see you. So an apple a day, guys, and the thing about an apple is you need to eat everything but the core. So you have to get the skin. The skin, most of the fiber and pretty much all the antioxidants are found in the peel of the skin. So go organic. So don't get that bright red shiny apple that shines and shines and shines like it's, who was it that ate the apple with the little dwarf? I can't think of the name. But apples like that. There we go.
Hey, is it all right to take fiber blends?
What's that?
Is it okay to take fiber blends?
You know, if you have to get a fiber blend, if that's the only way, then okay. But I personally am not a big fan of the fiber blends because then you're going to get dependent on that fiber. I prefer for you to get your fiber from natural sources like apples. And I got a shout out for all of my old folks and people with falsies. Like, if apples are too tough for you, you can also do plums, which is also known as prunes. This is a great source of fiber, great source of fiber, great snack, a high antioxidant. And for so many people that are struggling with constipation, and I smell you guys sometimes in the farm. That's how you can smell somebody that's not regular.
Oh, you are so nasty. You are nasty. You are so nasty.
You know it's true. People be talking about they got boo-boo breath. You do have boo-boo breath because you eat the boo-boo. Okay, so, but anyway, prunes, guys, also known as plums, and they're super-duper healthy. And studies have shown that it'll help improve your bone health. It'll help decrease your cholesterol. And it's good for colon cancer, decreasing your risk of cancer. So those are some things. Instead of grabbing a chocolate bar, grabbing whatever, grab you an apple, grab you some plums, okay? And stick with what Kirsten said, heavier meals earlier in the day when you can burn your calories, and light meals as you go to bed. So I heard Stacey back on. So, Stacey, I was giving some tips while we waited for you to come back.
You are so nasty. Like, seriously, boo-boo breath.
Billy,
what were you going to say about the boo-boo?
Huh?
Billy, you better go get your prunes.
Hey, Stacey, you need to get a smarter phone.
Oh. What's up, Billy? You just came back first night, and you were just been getting, I mean, Dez, I have to say shout out to Dez Lee, Dez J in the chat room because she has had my back. Billy has just been like beating me up in the chat room. I guess that's like that brotherly, sisterly love. I don't know what it is.
I missed you, man.
Yeah, whatever. But I know I really do need to do something about this phone. I'm just sitting here talking. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm just talking to myself. When I thought on the screen, like, you've been disconnected. Oh, great. Okay. But I heard you talk about the show next week, and, you know, just to give a little bit more, because this is going to be, like, a really good one, and not just exciting for us. Like, we're excited every week, as you guys can tell. Mondays are, like, awesome days for us. We love Mondays. But it's going to be about relationships. I guess we can say that. We can definitely tell this much. It is going to be a relationship show, and it's going to be discussing relationships from a multicultural perspective. So I think that pretty much tells you enough that you need to be here next week. We are going to be looking at relationships from so many different perspectives, and so it's going to be a very interesting conversation. So make sure that you join us next week, Monday. That will be August 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific for our West Coast family at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And also make sure that you're spreading the word, you know, sharing the show with your friends and family members, anyone in need of a mind shift. Also, if you have not followed us yet, make sure you go to Blog Talk Radio and follow Mind Shift Talk Radio as well. And become our fan on Facebook. We are looking for more friends on Facebook to reach out to. You know, we post a lot of information about the shows, but we also post, you know, positive quotes and tips and so forth. Mr. Billy Miller, our motivational minister, gets on there and really drops some nuggets. And Dr. Isle comes on there as well with her topics. And we'll have some more conversations that we'll start to have on Facebook. So make sure that you become a friend of ours on Facebook. But as always, you guys have another phenomenal and amazing week. Make sure that you start your week off right every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your Mind Shift crew, Stacey Emery, the personal development expert, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Isle Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. It has been great. It's been fun. And, again, thank you to our special guest, Ms. Kirsten Lane Johnson, Celebrity Fitness Trainer. As always, you guys take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.